This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Payette. This summer, an unusual berry, one you've probably never seen before, should become widely available at farmers markets in northern Michigan. In fact, this region has become the center of Saskatoon growing in the United States. Most people who grow Saskatoons around here were not farmers until a few years ago, but the berry could have a bright future up north. Saskatoons look almost identical to a blueberry, but they're dark purple. The plant is actually related to an apple tree, but Jim Dixon says its appearance causes people to think Saskatoons taste like blueberries.
Some people say they taste similar, but I think a lot of that is because of the appearance. They look like it, so they already taste like it, but they don't. If you know they're derivatives of apples, you can taste the apple flavor. And then because of the little bitty seeds that are in them, it gives them kind of an almond taste.
Dixon has about 5 acres of Saskatoons in Williamsburg, and that makes him one of the big players in this business. In fact, he's the president of the Saskatoon Berry Institute of North America. That's the only industry organization in the U.S. to promote this uncommon berry. Still, Jim Dixon doesn't think of himself as a real farmer.
But I'm becoming that.
What do you think?
I think farmers work hard. And I overestimated, I think, my physical ability at my age because I come out many days with a big plan, but the plan starts petering out about noon.
Dixon knows of about 20 people growing Saskatoons in northern Michigan, and he says just 2 were farmers before this berry came along. Dixon worked in automobile manufacturing. Another grower in the area is a retired school superintendent. And Steve Ducheney is a cabinet maker. Ducheney's farm is also in Williamsburg. He started thinking about agriculture when the recession hit.
You know, the economy got really slow, and we've got 3 acres here that I basically mow all the time, and the grass doesn't make me any money. So I thought, boy, I need to look at something that I can plant in the yard here and maybe make a couple bucks.
At first, Ducheney looked at blueberries, but learned the soil in northern Michigan is not acidic enough for blueberries. But it's just right for Saskatoons. And these berries have another big advantage. They're cold hardy. In 2012, most fruit crops were wiped out by frost in Michigan. But some Saskatoon growers held on to half a crop. These are the reasons Steve Fouch introduced this plant to the area more than a decade ago. He's a retired Michigan State University extension agent who'd never heard of Saskatoons until he saw some on a trip to Canada. Fouch says people were skeptical at first, and the fruit was slow to catch on.
People sort of sit back and say, this is such a great thing. Why wasn't this here 100 years ago? You know, I tell people the same thing. The first cherry tree was planted, you know, in the late 1800s, okay, in the area on Autonomous Mission Peninsula. And people probably laughed when they started talking about, well, maybe this would be a good commercial fruit.
Now Steve Fouch is confident a commercial industry for Saskatoons is in the foreseeable future, even though all the farms in the region combined only have about 40 acres of the fruit. He's even bold enough to suggest the berry might need its own festival, like the cherry.
Well, and you know, the interesting thing is that the Saskatoons ripen just ahead of the cherries. So, you know, that it might work and it might not, but I think that there's going to be some type of industry. And as we talked about before, I really believe that we're looking at about 10 years out.
This July, growers expect to have enough mature plants to keep a steady supply of fruit at local farmers markets. They might even sell fresh fruit through a local grocery chain. This Saturday, there's a tour of Saskatoon farms in Grand Traverse and Leelanau counties. You can find out more about that at SaskatoonBerryInstitute.org.